The subdivision was proposed by a private developer for the area adjacent to the northwest corner of the state park. During more than 3 hours of discussion at last night's council meeting, Columbia City Council heard about 35 people speak for and against the development. Columbia residents and park users expressed concerns about the environmental impact that would result from a new neighborhood in the area. The impact of runoff water was the primary concern presented to council members during the lengthy comment period. Sarah Parker Polly, director of the Missouri Department of Natural Resources, spoke against the development.
If this project goes forward, it is expected to be one of the densest urban developments to share a boundary with a state park in the state of Missouri. That means every decision made here has the potential to set a precedent for future development near our state parks and natural areas.
In response to concerns, the City Council amended and approved stricter ordinances affecting the amount of impervious surfaces the new development is allowed to have. Impervious surfaces are surfaces such as streets or sidewalks that reduce the amount of water that soaks into the ground. Once the development company, Parkside Estates, reworks its plans for the property to accommodate the amended ordinances, the City Council will vote on approving the entire subdivision. Kate Grumke, KBIA News.